If you have your Bible and want to turn with us this evening to Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Deuteronomy chapter number 4, the Bible says in verse number 1, if you want to stand. The Bible says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and to the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, as I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal-peor. For all the people, all the men that follow Baal-peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God," now watch this, "are alive every one of you this day." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought, the privilege of living. Amen. The privilege of living. Now the Bible tells here, Moses is reminding the people, amen, of the holy relationship that they had with God. Amen. We need to realize what we have tonight, young'uns, is a holy relationship with God. You say, "Well, preacher, my relationship ain't too holy with God, then we ought to get that way." He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." It's not a suggestion, but it's what God commands us to do, and He'll help us if we do. He won't ever ask us to do anything that He won't help us to do. He'll give us the strength and empowerment to be what He'd have us to be and do what He'd have us to do. Amen. Praise God. So we need that relationship with Him. Amen. Not only need that, but praise God, we need to realize the privilege of His chosen people. That's what He's trying to remind them, that they, as a chosen people of God, they have some privileges. Amen. I'm so glad for that today, ain't you, that we have some privileges as the children of God. Amen. Privileges that the lost people in this world don't have, that they can't partake in. But because of us, because of who we are, because we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we have privileges with Him. In other words, what other people, other nations, don't have, we have. Amen. And we see it here. And we look at this and we begin to ask ourselves some questions. What other people, he's asked them here, he said, what other people or nations has had the privilege of hearing from God? Amen. The hearing the very voice of the Lord. And we see that as he asked them in verse 12, that we didn't read in your hearing, but for the sake of time. And he says, "And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard the voice. And he said, he declared unto you, you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone." So we see the God is beginning to write to people. He's trying to put it down there. He wants us to see, praise God, the mighty hand of God. And he goes on in verse 15, he says, "Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves." Now God wants us, listen church, he wants us to look at ourselves. It seems that the church don't have a whole lot of problem of looking around at everybody else, and we can see everybody else's faults, but we need to see our own faults. Amen. We need to recognize our own failures. Amen. But he said, "Take ye therefore good heed." He said, in other words, look at yourself real well. That person in the mirror that you see, what kind of person are you? He said, "Take ye good heed unto yourself, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire." So he says that he's telling them here, he said, what kind of people, what other people, what other nation has heard the word of God, amen, that God has spoken to like he spoke to you? I want to ask the church tonight, what kind of, who other people in this country, this world, pray God has spoken to like he has us? What kind of, what other nation people has God spoke to like he spoke to the church? Amen. He's fully given us the availability of the Word of God of truth that it might be proclaimed everywhere we go. I told somebody yesterday, or maybe it was Friday, I said, you know what? What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with the world? Amen. It ain't the world, it's us. Now we were sitting around supposed to be Christians, all of us that was there. I said, what's wrong with America is us. I said, we've let down on God. Amen. We've compromised our stand. We've compromised our talk. We've compromised our walk. We've compromised everything that a Christian is supposed to stand for. We're supposed to stand for the blood of Lord Jesus Christ without compromise. We're supposed to stand for a Savior, praise God, that loved us and died for our sins without compromise. Amen. And what other nation in the world, praise God, been blessed as much as America, praise God, because we've stood upon the truth. The Bible says the truth will make you free. So we see God begin to move. And he said, hey, listen, what nation has heard the voice of God like you've heard the voice of God? I can say today, what nation, what people has heard the word of God like the United States of America today? We've heard the word of God. We've had the word of God. We've been the word of God for a while. Amen. But we get so confident in ourselves that we lose confidence in God. Amen. I tell you, we need confidence in the Lord tonight and less confidence in us. Because God is the one who makes it. And so he said, not only did they see that the nations hear they was the nation that heard the voice of God. And he said, not only did they hear the voice of God, but they saw the power and the glory of God. They saw the power and glory that God had. And he has power and glory to God. He's a great and a mighty God. He said in verse number 7, he said, what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? He said, we've not only been a nation that's been blessed of God, but we've been a nation, praise God, that's seen the power of God. We've seen God moving. We've seen a Holy Ghost revivals. We've seen the Spirit of God moving through our churches. We've seen the Spirit of God moving through our family. We've seen souls, praise God, saved by the marvelous grace of God in every household. Amen. We take it for granted so many times. But God Almighty has blessed us and he's helped us. Amen. And we see that power, praise God, that was manifest in the Lord God of heaven. He's given us that power. We've seen the power that he has. Amen. We've seen it. We've seen that he's spoken to us. And we've seen his power in his majesty. We've seen his glory. Amen. Praise God, revealed unto his people. Even in these last days, we're still seeing God move. Amen. I was talking to that same person the other day. He said, you know what I'm looking? He said, I'm expecting God to do something great. I said, I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival. I'm looking for a great movement of God. Amen. A calling out of people for his glory. Amen. I believe he's fixing to do something. There's a whole lot of people, praise God, that's not anticipating, not a looking for. And it's about the time that people quit expecting God to move. And when God moves in his mighty way, when God begins to pour himself out, praise God, to a lost and dying world, and they begin to see that he is the God of glory. Amen. So they see the power. They hear the word. They see the power. Amen. And they receive the word. Amen. And he says that the word that we receive is the word of wisdom and the word of life. Amen. In verse number 4, he said, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. Amen. Praise God. The reason you have alive, the reason you have life is because you held on to God. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people today that's turning loose to the Lord. They're letting him go in exchange for something else. I'm going to tell you what, young, there's nothing better than the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, who lived on this earth, loved and died, praise God, shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world. Amen. Praise God that through him we might be saved. Amen. In verse number 6, he said, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Amen. Do you realize tonight that the world is watching us? Amen. The world is watching. Your family is watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Amen. My neighbor, and I ain't bragging on me, my neighbor texted me today, she likes to go walking around her pasture. And I pasture her pasture. I put my critters in there. So I keep the fences up. But I had the mower out the other day, Brother Jeff, I just mowed a lap around the edge of that pasture so she could walk okay. Of course, it done me benefit too because it got them weeds away from my electric fence so I didn't have to weed eat as much. But she sent me a note, said, boy, I really appreciate that. You're just a special neighbor. Amen. Because I mowed a lap through the pasture. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, what is it? Why do you say all that? Because people notice who we are. They notice what we do, and they notice why we do it. And we do it because we love the Lord and we'd like to be a help and an encouragement. And they see that. Amen. It's just little things, praise God. But little as much when God is in it. Amen. And He takes it and manifests it for His glory. Praise God. So he said, they received the very life, praise God. They received the Word, and the Word was life. The very life that we have is the wisdom and life comes from the Lord. Amen. He said, we've got to be careful, though, that we don't take the blessings for granted. We talked about that earlier, taking the blessings for granted. Amen. Because what happens if we ain't careful, we start taking those blessings for granted, and the next thing you know, we end up in disobedience to God. We start thinking that we've done what He's done. Amen. It don't work out good that way. But when we start giving Him praise and glory for it, praise God, realizing the privilege that we have. And the privilege that Moses talked about, the basis of the privilege, praise God, is taking heed to ourselves. And we said already, God, He said we need to take heed to ourselves. In verse number 9, He said, only take heed to yourself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. Now He said, listen, said, you've seen the power of God. You've heard the Word of God. You've seen the power of God. You've seen the glory of God. I praise God. He said, take heed to yourself. Remember what God's done for you. Amen. He said, if we'll remember, church, if we'll remember what God's done for us, I praise God, it'll help keep us obedient to Him so He can do it again. Amen. We'll pray and say, do it again, God, but we ain't doing what we need to do. Sometimes I wonder if God don't look down at us. He said, why don't you do it again? Amen. Why don't you do it again? Why don't you praise me again? Why don't you get in again? Why don't you listen to me again? Amen. Why don't you do it again? He said, hey, you do it again, then I'll do it again. Amen. I believe we're behind on our part. But He said, only take heed to thyself, keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy son and thy son's sons. He said, so what we need to do, praise God, not to forget to remember what God's done for us. Amen. What God's done for them, what God's done for us, what God wants to do if we'll let Him. Praise the Lord. He said the basis of the privilege that we have, amen, the privilege of living is living for the Lord. Amen. And we live for the Lord, and He said we get to live forever. The privilege of living, praise God, is a privilege to live forever. Amen. He said, not only did He say, take heed lest you forget to remember what God's done. He said, but remember that God had come to them. Remember when God come to you? Amen. When you couldn't get to Him, He come to you where you was. Verse 15, He says, take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves. For ye saw no matter of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of fire. He said, praise God. Listen, you wasn't expecting it, but He come to you. He spoke to you. He come to where you was at. He spoke to you out of the midst of the fire at Horeb. Praise God. He showed Himself unto you. When we wasn't looking for Him, praise God, we wasn't expecting Him. It was on a Wednesday night, 1976. I wasn't looking for Him. I wasn't expecting Him, but He come to where I was, and He showed me I was no lost sinner, lost without God, and I needed to be saved. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God tipped a crow across my heart. He said, son, Jesus loves you. And I said, Lord, I'm an old sinner. The Bible says all sin to come short of the glory of God. That's every one of us. We're all old sinners. And the Bible says wages of sin is death. Amen. We die because of sin. And I knew I was lost and I was going to go to hell without God. But He says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. And I realized on that night, praise God, that I was a sinner exceeding like old Paul. But I didn't have to die and go to hell. I could accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the penalty that He paid on Calvary for my sins and for my soul, praise God. And I could go to heaven. Amen. I could enter into a promise. My name was written on the Lamb's book, in the Lamb's book of life. Not on it, but in it. Amen. Bless His holy name. It changed. It made a difference, praise God, in where I'm going. Amen. I remembered that He came to where I was. I remember constantly that he came to where I... instances in my life, praise God. Brother Bobby, when I can remember when the Lord came to where I was. And I hate to say it, but a lot of times I was where I was because I didn't go where he wanted me to go. Amen. Because I chose not to listen to him, I got myself in a mess. But I'm glad, praise God, that he come to where I was. And he loved me, praise God. He brought me out of that mess. Amen. Called me unto himself, praise God, and took me out of that mess. Ain't you glad he come where you was and took you out of the mess you was in? Amen. You could still be there today, but praise God, God come to where you was, and he lifted you up and he brought you out. Thank God. I'm glad he does. Amen. He said, so we need to remember that God come to them. He said, we need to remember what God said to them. Look at verse 16. He said, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make ye a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, and the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest that thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and stars and even all the host of heaven, shouldst be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all the nations under the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, but he to be unto him a people of inheritance as you are this day. God says, remember, praise God, that God has come to you. And he said to him, he said, listen, he said, don't take you any idols. Don't make you any idols. Don't get under other gods before you, because there is no gods but me. There's one God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one God of heaven, amen, the Jehovah God, praise God, of the heaven and the earth, who looks down upon us. He's our heavenly Father, and he loves us, and he keeps us, praise God, and he cherishes us as his own. Amen, ain't you glad for that? Amen, he said, don't take a... I like the way the Holy Spirit of God, he takes this thing, he takes it from the air to the ground to the beneath the surface down into the oceans. He say, they ain't none of that supposed to be worshiped. He said, if you want to worship, worship the God of heaven. Amen. He's the only one worthy of our praise. So we need to remember what God said to him, praise God. He said, hey, listen, he said, worship me, serve me only, because I am the Lord. Amen. Praise his name. Is what God expects. That's what he expects of them. He expects that of them because of the covenant that he's made with them. Amen. God made a covenant with us. You say, what covenant? The New Testament. It's a covenant with me and you. God made a new covenant with us, praise God, through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us of his word, praise God. Look at verse 23. He says again, he said, take heed unto yourself, lest ye forget the covenant of your Lord God, which he made with you, and make you any graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. Amen. But look what he says in verse 24. He said, you say, well, why? Because he said, for thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before thee. Amen. There's only one. And we need to keep him before us. Amen. Praise God. Make him the apple of our eye. Make him that, praise God, that we look to, that we expect help from. Amen. Praise God. God has given us his word. Praise God. He shows us in his word how much he loves us, how much he cares for us. Amen. He's given us a covenant. He's made a covenant of peace with us in the Lord. Amen. If you look over in Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter number 12, in verse 48. This is what the Lord says. And what God has given us, I mean, we've been privileged to know the things of God. God's give us much. Amen? And he says, but he that knew not and did not commit the things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whom whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. He said, we've been given everything. We've been given the wisdom of God. We've been given the knowledge of God. We've been given the love of God. Amen. And said, because we've been committed with that, he said, unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. Amen. There's been a whole lot given to us. He's given us God in the volume of a book. And he said, because I've given you myself in the volume of a book, he said, I'm going to require much of you. Amen. We don't require much of ourselves, but God requires much of us. And people expect more out of me and you. Have you ever noticed? If you profess to be a Christian, people expect more out of you. Amen. They expect you to be different. They expect you to be cured. They expect us to stand the test. Amen. And we can with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But we got to have His help. And it's because of our obedience to Him. Disobedience takes us away. Disobedience brings chastening of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you. I never did like spankings. Amen. Anybody that likes spankings, amen, wasn't right in the head. Amen. I didn't ever did like spankings when I was a kid, and I sure don't like them getting a whipping from the Lord. Amen. But disobedience, it brings that chastening. But repentance brings forgiveness. Look at verse 29. The Bible says, But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him if thou seekest with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Amen. He said, when thou art in tribulation, even going through troubles and trials. Now listen to this. And all these things are come upon thee, and they will. If they haven't, they will. Amen. As Miss G says all the time, if you ain't there, praise God, to look out, they're coming. Amen. Said, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. He said, so if we'll turn to the Lord, if we'll ask him for forgiveness, praise God, he will forgive us. Praise the Lord. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive us. He'll bring us back into that sweet fellowship with the Lord. We don't ever want to forsake that. We don't ever want to lose that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know why. We can get it back at any time. No, you can't. Praise God. What if we need the Lord and we're out of fellowship? What if somebody comes on? What if your family member calls you up and says, hey, listen, you need to pray for so-and-so. They're in bad shape. I'd hate to have to get myself right with God and back fellowship with Him so I can talk to Him. Amen. Hey, God won't hear you if you're out of the will of God. Amen. He won't hear your prayers. Amen. Pray. We ought to be stayed prayed up. The privilege of living for God's what we're talking about. We ought to be privileged of living with Him, living close to Him, so we can talk to Him, communicate with Him, and Him with us. Amen. In obedience to a holy and righteous God. He said, if we repent, amen, praise God, it brings forgiveness. Praise God. Look at this. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Now, if we're planning on being disobedient to God, before you do that, you ought to read Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 25. He says this, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. In other words, if we don't listen to God, then who are we listening to? He said, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. God said it's like those sticks that we used to have, and we'd shake them up and we'd pour them out and they'd fall and we'd try to sort them out. God said, praise God, listen, so I'm going to shake it up and I pour it out and see what comes out of it. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad I come out pure and fine before Him. He said, wherefore we received a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Before we turn our back on God, amen, we ought to realize, praise God, before we plan on disobeying Him, we ought to read that and say, Lord, help me to do that, to bring glory to Your name. I would not sin against God. Amen. Sin brings tribulation. It brings the wrath of God. It brings chastening. But God is a merciful God. Praise His name. Look at verse 31. The Bible says, "For our God, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God." Ain't you glad for that? The Bible said His mercy is new every day. Amen. I don't know about you, but Robert, I need that. I need that mercy, praise God, to be new every day. To touch my life, the new mercy, that new grace for every day. Amen. Praise His name. Because God is a jealous God. And because He's a jealous God, we need mercy every day. Amen. We don't want to be found disappointing to the Lord. Amen. A jealous God looking upon us. Praise God, He's full of mercy. Amen. He has forgiveness. Praise God, in His wings. Amen. But He'll not allow us continue in our sin successfully. Oh, the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. See, that's a lie of the devil. But buddy, that season will come to an end quickly. The Lord will throw the brakes on that, and then we stand accountable to Him. We'll have to give a reason for why we're going in the wrong direction. Amen. Praise God. He'll not allow us to sin successfully. He'll bring it to a screeching halt one day in a little while. The world sins and they think everything's okay, but there's a day of reckoning. There's a day when the whole world's going to have to give account for what they've done before God. Amen. Those that's saved will have to give a stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for everything that we done after we were saved. Amen. For the glory of God. And those that are lost will have to give an account for their whole life. Amen. They won't be able to stand in front of Him and argue with Him and try to make changes. They'll just say, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, that's how it is. But the privilege of living that God gives us here, they're going into the promised land. They're going to perceive the promise that God gives them. And Moses is telling them, say, listen, we need to be focused on the Lord. We need to go in there with a steadfast resolution that we're going to do what God tells us to do. We're going to live the way He tells us to live. We're going to act the way He tells us to act. We're going to follow His commandments. We're going to keep His statutes and His judgments. We're going to do what God says. And so ahead into the land, praise God, a land of promise. Verse 4, I read in your hearing, he said, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. You got to be ready. You got to be there in order to go into the land. Amen. Hey, if we're going to go in and inherit the land that God's promised us, praise God, we have to be alive to do that. Praise the Lord. We have to be alive in the Lord. We have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be prepared and ready to receive that promise of the Lord. Amen. That's where the living, that privilege of living, we live in Him. Not in ourselves. Praise God. Not even in this old world, praise God, but we live in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He makes the difference. He brings us to where we got to be. Amen. Praise God. He said we've never been there before. They've never been there before. But He said they're getting ready to go in. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a place that we've never been. We've never been there before. But God is preparing us to go. He's preparing to take us in. Amen. Since creation, we've been waiting on this, anticipating going into the place where God's prepared for us. And He says in verse 35, He said, unto thee it is showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, He is God. There is none else beside Him. The only way that we can get in there is through the Lord. Amen. The privilege of living is in Him. Amen. In the answer to getting there, verse 39, He says, now therefore this day, therefore this day, and consider in thine heart that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, and there is none else. Amen. Moses said, listen, the Lord prepared us. He wants us to go in and possess the land, the privilege of living and living in the land, living alive, praise God. He said, it's right here. Amen. And the only way to get there is through the Lord. Amen. He's made the way, praise God. He's offered us that privilege of living both here and there forever. Amen. We preached this morning on Adam when he was created. He's created outside of the garden, and then the garden was made, and he was put in there. A type of me and you, praise God. We were created outside of the garden. Amen. But praise God, it's a place that God's got for us to dwell that we'll be in one day in a little while. God's made provision through Jesus Christ our Lord, that tree of life that was in the garden. Amen. We preached on this morning, those two choices, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Boy, when you choose Him, you choose living. The privilege of living for Lord Jesus Christ. The privilege of having the hope and the help, praise God, to get us through. Amen. To prosper us on the land of glory with the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. One day in a little while, and we'll make it on home. Amen. And the privilege that we have, the privilege of living, is the privilege that we have now, today. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not when we die. I think that's a whole lot of people that, well, when I die, I'm going to go live with Jesus. Praise God, we need to live with Jesus now. If we live with Him now, praise God, we can live with Him forever. Amen. I'm afraid if we don't live with Him now, we may never see Him. Amen. Until we come to that great white throne judgment, and He'll judge us. And He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. There's a lot of people trying to work their way in. But let me tell you, you can just love your way in. Love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved you. And He'll bring us in, praise God. He the privilege of living, because God so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son. The privilege of entering in, just like the children of Israel, praise God. God brought them out of the land of Egypt, top of the world, and called them unto Himself. Prepared a place for them and let them enter in, amen, to Canaan land. Praise God. A place of peace and hope and help, even in the darkness that we live. Praise God. Because of the privilege of living, amen. God reminds us through Moses, praise the Lord, that the holy relationship with God is important. It's the most important thing we have. And today we can have that, praise God, by just believing on Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Being obedient unto Him. Bless His name.